I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week, not only is it the first episode of 2024, woohoo, but I am joined by one of my favourite ever people from Maths. It's Jay. How about everybody?
Hi everyone!
Woo! How are you, mate?
I'm all right.
Good
all right. Are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I am...
Good.
Do you know what? I don't know how I'm feeling about January. How are you feeling about January?
I'm feeling a bit like... I don't know.
Yeah, same.
I felt like this year it's not felt like Christmas for me for some reason. I've not been well. I've been a little bit, you know, under the weather. But apart from that, I just had a really chilled one. And January, I feel like everybody has this expectation of, right, new year, new me, get back on it. And at the moment, I feel like I need a bit of a push, do you know what I mean? I still feel a bit like I'm not ready for January yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
No, I don't think you're the only one, mate. So I did a little post the other day and I was like, right, are we starting with the healthy eating vibes, like bang on the second?
Yeah.
Or are we like eating all the cheese and chocolate first and then starting next week? Because I've still got loads left. And anyway, general consensus, Jay, is that we're eating cheese and chocolate till the 8th.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, Vicky. Nothing wrong. Get rid of all the leftovers from Christmas first. No point putting that to waste. And then you can go on to the dieting.
Exactly. And as well, I don't know who I'm kidding. I eat fucking cheese and chocolate all year round anyway. But I know this year's a little bit different. You're poorly over Christmas. January's not quite January-ing.
Yeah.
But do you normally go at it all guns blazing, new year, new me, resolutions, balls to the wall, green juice, giving birth to an avocado?
do you know what? I don't really. I'm just like, I've always been one of them people, like, I know all my friends and family, like, well, some of them, especially my sister, she'd be like, right, new year, new start, and she'll be, like, on it straight away, whereas I'm like, same me, new year, same me. Do you know what I mean?
Same shit.
It is what it is. I'm just going to go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. I'm a firm believer of everything happens for a reason. Yeah. So if that reason is for me to stay fat and then I'll get onto it in, you know, later on in life, then that's fine.
There's fucking nothing on you, Jay. You're absolutely not fat. I don't know. I really flip-flop. Like, I definitely used to be a new year, new me knobhead. Like, 110%.
Did you?
I know I did. If I scrolled back in my Instagram posts, even just a couple of years, I think I'd cringe at myself because it would be very much like, is going to learn to drive, is going to be more present, is going to... And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, this is not me being judgmental about anybody who does love a good resolution. I just feel like as I get older, I'm sort of more accepting, like you say, that this is absolutely who I am. Yeah. Like, if I am going to, like, you know, have a bit more fruit and veg in my diet or maybe get me steps in every day or whatever, then that's great. But I'm not going to, like, life's quite hard and quite busy as it is. Like, I don't think I necessarily need to be putting really unrealistic goals in place. I'm just going to make me feel like shit come January 16th when I fuck them off.
Yeah, basically. If you put too much pressure on yourself, then, you know, you're kind of, you know, making it hard work for yourself rather than just taking it slow and just letting it, you know, naturally happen.
I agree. We're going, so basically what we've established, Jay, is we're going with the flow in 2024.
Going with the flow. Going with the flow, seeing what happens.
Yeah, that's it. I'll remind you of this conversation when I'm fucking stressed to death, mid-August, because it's a month till I get married and I'm still fucking fat as butter jiggling down the aisle.
Note on you, Vicky.
Ah, stop it, man. Honestly, she hides it well. But, like, speaking about getting down the aisle, mate.
Hello.
Fucking hell. What a 2023 you had. So, I need to understand more about the process. When did you actually sign up, get found, audition, whatever you call it for maths?
So, it all happened back end of, I'd say like, December, just before Christmas, it were. Like back end of November, I got contacted. Just a cheeky little message on Instagram. I thought that it were all like, you know, fake, and I thought somebody was scamming me. And I was like, absolutely not. Someone's messaged me on Instagram, like, at work with my mates going,
It's Beyonce, I need your bank deals.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then my mates are like, just messaged them back and I went, that's not real, that's a scam. So I ignored it for 2 weeks originally. And then I messaged her back just like, ah, oh, great. Or just a cheeky message. And I was just
Played so hard to get you. I would have been so keen. I don't know how you did it.
Well, I didn't realise it were a real thing. I just thought, oh, it's just someone with a fake profile or whatever. And then I applied for it because she was like, oh, we'd love to just speak to you, Jay. You know, would you be interested in applying? So I was like, mate, no, couldn't, possibly not, absolutely not. I couldn't do it to myself. But then I thought, you know what? I'll just do it for crack, like one of them, and I'll just see what happens. And then I applied for it, and that were it then. They rang me, and then like in December, went through the whole process of like the application process, and then constant Zoom call meetings with different, you know, different people within production and, you know, psychiatrists and all that lot to see, like, whether if you're mentally stable to go on telly, as well as just walking down the aisle meeting someone that you've never met before.
How did you find the psychiatrist meetings? Because honestly, Jay, out of, like, all the shows I've done, the various reality TV things, like, that's always the bit that I lose my head over. Like, I've sat and done like physicals. I've done like interviews with head people at ITV, like, you know, big bosses, like impressed people. Not sure. I sit in front of a psychiatrist and before you know it, like, I'm fucking like a quivering wreck. Like, I just randomly start telling them things they didn't ask, man. Start telling them about my childhood and that. They didn't want to know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did that. It was like a play on play. Like, start from the beginning and it's like, do you want from birth or do you want from like...
I get so nervous. And like, I remember when I did my jungle one, like, I was obviously so excited and so desperate to be going in that, like, I didn't want to say anything that would potentially show something they deemed undesirable, you know? And at that stage, like, I just didn't know what parts of me were undesirable. I needed a lot of therapy before I did it, you know? And anyway, I remember sitting there and I was like, really cagey, short answers, you know? The Dr. Sandra, she was like, just so you know, Vicky, I'll write a report at the end of this. And if I think you've lied to me about anything or withheld information, then I will have to disregard absolutely everything you've told me because you have proven to not be a truthful person. And then this will be completely valid. And
that's a bit savage, isn't it?
She's so nice, but she is savage. Yeah. And then I just shit myself and just like told her everything. I was like, first period when I was 12. Like, just randomly like have these dark thoughts. Like, honestly, mate, nothing was safe. Literally told her everything. So did you manage to keep it cool and calm, or were you like me just telling them everything?
I just literally, I told him everything. Told him literally Gareth, who rang me the first time when I was going through the actual process and, you know, application stage and all that kind of malarkey. He went, right, we're going to start from the beginning. And I was like, okay, no problem. And I'm a very open book anyway. I was just like, right, so I'll just tell you everything, shall I? And we'll just see how it goes. And then he was just like,
you tell us when you've heard enough.
yeah, basically. I was like, how long have you got? Have you got all week? I could write a book. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just basically told him everything from start to finish, what I've been through, stages of growing up, love life, all that kind of shite. And then he was like, you know what? I think, yeah, you've been through a lot of shit, but I think that you'll be right. And I was like, sound, no worries. When can we get cracking?
You're fucked up, but so is everybody. When do you want to sign? Oh, no, but then that is like, you know, we're joking, mate, but it's actually like such an important part of the process, isn't it? Like you've seen people come out of like big reality juggernauts, like Love Island and not cope with the pressure very well, you know? Yeah. Like, fuck me, I've been really honest about like the ramifications that reality TV had long term on my mental health.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see in something like this, which is gaining more and more popularity, ratings are getting higher all the time, more and more notoriety, that when you're opening yourself up for so much public scrutiny, they are in fact doing their job right and looking
after you. Oh, of course they are, yeah.
I feel like that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. They do look after you. And if you need it, they're there for you. It's if you hold back. So I remember I remember like one situation when I were in there, and Amanda, she was amazing. Like my psychiatrist that were on the show, if you will. And she could tell straight away, she'd be like, she'd be like, you're all right. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And she's like, no, you're not. Your face is telling me one thing, but your eyes are telling me another. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And then she, you know, they do the job really well, like they look after you. It's just learning to be open about it, because it can play like a horrible, you know, it's like a vicious cycle in your head. Like if you keep it to yourself and you don't talk about it or anything that's like get it playing on your mind, then it will eat you. It will like eat you alive, if you will.
It's such an alien situation, Jay. Like falling in love in general, or like, you know, having a relationship, like it's quite hard. It can be like emotional and difficult and all of those things. But like trying to navigate that with a stranger on TV, like, mate, I feel like they have to have those right safeguards in place. And
of course they do.
Hopefully Amanda, because otherwise, like, fuck me, mate. I think I'd crack, you know. I think I'd love it. Like, I'm obsessed with love and marriage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I would absolutely love to do this, but I think I'd go mad.
Yeah. I mean, it was an experience like no other. Do you know, like, I always thought in my head of an image of what it would be like, and like the whole experience, because obviously I've never done TV before, never, and not even been, you know, like done anything like this, like sat with you doing a podcast or anything at all. So I was just like, yeah, it'll just be like one guy with a little camera that follows your end. Completely and utterly,
huge. It's such a huge thing as well. Like I say, the more maps grows, like the bigger, like again, like Geordie Shoreditch used to be like one little fella with his like little handheld camera, and like next thing we knew, it was like a fucking feature film, mate. Like when these things grow, they
mental.
Bit of a baptism of fire for you then, girl.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes my head did roll off a couple of times in the process, but everybody's did at one point. It's just natural because obviously you're not it's not a real life environment, if you will, even though everything is real life and your feelings and, you know, everybody's experiences are all real. Like none of it's scripted. A lot of people think that it's, you know, some people have come up to me after and said, oh, is it scripted or whatever? And it's like, you can't write that shit that went on in there at all. Like it's all very, that's just how it happened. And everybody else's, you know, relationships behind closed doors. It's just, you've got the added pressure of cameras in your face. And, obviously, it's not an every day to day normal life environment. So you've got to adapt to it, which it is hard. It isn't for the faint hearted. You can't just get up and think that everything's going to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows, because it isn't at the end of the day. But you've just got to take it on. You know, each day as it comes, I did, because I thought if I put too much pressure on myself and I'm like hit a brick wall, I'll be off me. I'd take my suitcases and be like, right, I've had enough. I'm leaving.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
No, but like, it's so mad, mate. This has been the first series I've watched. Not properly, like, I love them. I always dip my toe in and out. I just, as I was saying before the record, it's such a huge commitment, man. So many eps. But this has been the first series where I've proper watched it. And you always get some niggles between, like, the couples and stuff. Some people being like, and I do think, like, it's encouraged a little bit of drama, you know, like, who do you think is compatible and who do you think? But I felt mate, I felt like this year, like, for some reason, some people thought they were doing, like, the bride and groom Hunger Games and, like, people were competing against each other. Like, it wasn't. And I kept watching being like, you know you aren't in competition with each other, don't you? Like, like, I don't understand why you're all so mad. What do you think? What do you think encouraged that change in dynamic? Because it was obvious this season.
That, I mean, well, that dinner party, that particular dinner party that were our... Like, that were us that were supposed to say, right, rate the couples from most compatible, like, from most to least compatible. I wanted to crawl back up in my own arsehole and be like, right, I'm done, me. I can't sit there and do this. I'm like, Luke, take over, thank you. And then at one point, he's like, right, are you okay for me to do that? And I'm like, yeah, go for it, go for it. If I disagree, I'll let you know. So he starts going through the couples, and I'm like, yeah. And then there were bits where, obviously, because they can't keep everything in from what they film in. And everybody kicked off at one point. And I was like, this is bad. This is really bad. And I think it was Nathaniel that said to me, like, he stood up at one point and he was like, it's all right, well and good, Luke, you saying all this. He was like, but Jade, you agree, you're not speaking. And I was like, because I don't want to get involved.
So, do you know what, Nathaniel? I just don't want to, honestly, sit back down and please shut up.
And I'm like, Nathaniel, mate, honestly, like, I don't want to get involved. And he's like, no, we've spoken about this before, Luke. And he was like, it's one of them. And then I can't remember what Shauna said. Shauna said something to me because she really wasn't happy at the time. And I can't remember what she said because I had a few wines at this point. But I did get up and I started crying. I'm there walking, I'm there, streets, like, going to the toilet, going, I've had enough of this shit, I'm going. So they didn't put that in, which I was that week. I was like thinking to myself, they're going to put me storming off to the toilet crying, going, I've had enough. And everybody chasing after me like, Jay, it's all right, come back. It's just a stupid bloody thing that we have to do.
In the heat of the moment, it doesn't feel like just a stupid game. Like, I've been there myself, obviously not in that specific position, you know, but, like, in similar ones, and where in retrospect you think, fucking hell, why were you even bothered? But in that moment, it, like, emotions are running high. And...
Of course they are. Everybody's had a drink as well. Oh, so, God, like, everyone's like... It's like, why do you think that we're not compatible? But what's the reason? And it's like, well, this is our opinion. But some, obviously, when you're put in them situations, you've got to put your opinions forward.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it has been quite good for me because I'm more outspoken now. Whereas beforehand, I would have sat back and gone, I'm not going to comment at all. So it has taught me a few lessons, you know, since I've been in there, and I've learned a lot about myself, which is really good. So I am very grateful.
Do you think in that respect then, being partnered with Luke, who, let's have it right, is not afraid of an opinion.
Definitely not.
And is quite, like, bolshy and outgoing. Do you think that was good for you in a lot of ways then?
Yeah, it really was. He literally brought me out of my shell a little bit. Rather than being somebody that sits there and just doesn't speak, as the weeks were going along, I was more outspoken. And I did, you know, and if I thought that something wasn't right in a situation, then I'd say, no, I don't agree with that. Like, you know, sit down, stop kicking off. Because I was always the one that had to calm everybody down. I was like the mediator of the group.
I definitely seen some examples of that. Like the spa day for me gave me the most anxiety. Babe, what on earth? Like, listen, I am one of the most prolific angry women from TV, right? And I was watching that and I was like, I don't understand why everybody's so mad. Like, even I didn't get it. What happened?
I think both Erica and Tasha, I think during the day, they were both just like niggling each other. And obviously because they hadn't had a conversation before, it kind of both of them, they got the back up about each other. And then obviously it come to the bit where we were playing, we're at the game of who would you be paired up with if it wasn't for your partner or whatever. And then obviously that was when Ella and JJ said each other. And then that's like when I think Erica then spoke up. And then obviously Tasha just like, yeah. But obviously them two are really good now. You know, it was just an argument that kind of got blown way out of proportion when it shouldn't have done. And she did apologise straight after, like literally straight after. Tasha's one of them that will, she's got a really good heart. She's got a heart of gold. But yeah, when she gets riled up, as we all do. I mean, I've been in situations where I've been riled up and I've gone, you know, like a bull in a china shop, and I'm like, I'm having you. Do you know what I mean?
Nobody has to explain themselves to me.
Exactly. So we've all done it, you know, and it was just one of them situations where they both seemed red. They both, you know, didn't understand each other because they hadn't had a conversation.
It felt like they were just like, honestly, I felt like it came out of nowhere. And essentially I was just like, lasses, I just feel like this is blowing out of proportion. Like, there's no need for it.
And then obviously I was the only one that was sorting the situation. Now everybody else just sat there watching. I'm like, come on, guys, fucking hell, like get, you know, stop, help me stop this, like get involved. And all lads were like, no, I'm just gonna sit here and just not say anything, that's fine. I'm like, all right, you bunch of wet wipes, it's fine.
Well, a bunch of fannies. Mate, like, I think back on the series and I'm like, there was just so many super controversial moments. Like,
I mean,
Brad Skelly, like, JJ and Ella, like, I don't know how.
So much.
I don't know how they'll ever top this year.
Do you know what? I don't either, because there were that much. Like I said, Vicky, you can't write the shit that went on in there. Yeah. Like, it's literally, that is how it happened. Yeah. That's, you know, with each couples and, you know, whatever. And even sometimes when I was watching it, because we watch it at the same time as everybody else, we don't know what they put on there. Yeah.
I was going to ask that. Do they ever give you a bit of a heads up, Jay, if something's been particularly difficult or traumatic? That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so they ring you and they tell you, like, obviously what happens, what goes on throughout the episode, before the episode ends that day. And they'll say, like, obviously there's a bit where you've said this or whatever, da 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 da. And it's like, all right, I've got an heads up. But then when you're watching it, I remember being sat there thinking, bloody hell, I didn't even know that happened, you know, with people that were behind closed doors in their relationship.
Sure. Well, because there's so many moving parts of that. Like you're very consumed by your relationship, as you should be, trying to make that be the best it can be, trying to make sure you come across well. But, you know, all those things, you forget that, like, everybody else is the main character in their play and they're all going through something. So watching it must have been seriously illuminating. Was there ever anything was there ever anything you watched back, Jay, where you're like, I had no idea she was struggling like that, or I had no idea he acted like that, or was there a real shocking moment for you at all?
It was I'd say the Brad and Shauna situation, watching that with them two behind closed doors, that were quite shocking to watch.
It was hard watch, that, mate, you know. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, both of them, lovely people individually, lovely, but I think that they just weren't right for each other as a couple. and that's top and bottom of it. But Shauna's really happy now. She's with Matt, and you know, and I know, and they're so, so happy together. They're so loved up. It's really nice to see.
Mate, I've got so much I still want to ask you, but it's going to have to wait till part two.
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.